If you've ever attended South by Southwest, you know. The invitations to events come fast and furious, and it's hard to keep on top of them. That's where RSVPster comes in. It charges customers $30 to $40 to respond to invitations to unofficial events during South by Southwest interactive and music conferences. Though it's the company's third South by, founder Jennifer Sinsky says it's gotten its fair share of criticism since the service started.
You know, we've heard you're ruining South by Southwest. I don't think that that's true, and I don't think that a majority of companies involved with the festival see that true.
The company's website lists all the unofficial events, too. While that pleases event planners, marketers are also eyeing RSVPster for its client list. Matthew Childs is with the Austin-based advertising giant GSD&M. He says that RSVPster's list of around 3,000 customer emails is a lead that markets would pay dearly for.
The more qualified the lead, the more valuable it is. Different industries have different thresholds of what they'll pay for a cost per lead, which is basically what an email address is.
Childs says that South by Southwest events have a higher chance of customer turnaround because of the festival's young, hip, and impressionable crowd. But Sinsky says she's not selling any names.
We're basically just trying to make the festival easier and get people information that they want and need. And I don't want to go beyond that with, like, creating, you know, hatred from me selling emails. It's just really the one time, like, you give us your email, we'll give it to all the third-party websites, you're done.
Meanwhile, Sinsky's list continues to grow. This year, there's been an increase in international customers. And RSVPster has spawned its own brand of knockoff. New companies like Will Call and even individuals on Tumblr are offering similar services. Andrew Weber, KUT News.